The Senate budget creates Marketplace Virginia, a state exchange to cover thousands of the low-income uninsured with private health insurance. It would seek a federal waiver to get back more than half of $2.9 billion in taxes paid under the Affordable Care Act. The House version adds millions of dollars to hospitals and clinics, but does not rely on ACA reimbursements. House Democratic leader David Toscano says Republican delegates have gutted McDonald's proposals, which will likely underfund core services.
Had we taken the Medicaid money, we'd been in a position to perhaps invest in some of these other things that are important.
Senate Republican leader Tommy Norman says his caucus is focusing on promoting Virginia as a pro-business state. And while he says Medicaid expansion is a huge sticking point, it should not block progress.
We will get something done, but just like any other issue, there's got to be compromise. People have got to be willing to move from their respective polarized positions to the center.
Both budgets invest millions more into mental health services and provide some type of pay raise for state workers, but vary on some education initiatives. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.